Now, different, be different kind of little small animals that would come get in your hen house and everything.
Well, there'd be skunks, possums, and foxes, and raccoons, anything like that will catch chickens.
They'll catch chickens?
Uh-huh.
Well, did you, with those kind of things, would you ever call those varmints?
Yeah.
That'd be the kind of...
They'd be called as varmints.
That kind of thing. Do you ever hear people call them people varmints?
No.
I wonder if they ever use that with people.
Yeah, they ever did.
Now, the little bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the treetops and eats nuts.
That's a little squirrel.
What kinds would they have around here of those?
They have the gray squirrel and the fox squirrel.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a kind called a mountain boomer? Of a squirrel called a boomer? Anywhere
not
around?
In this country.
Here?
Now there's a mountain boomer lizard I've heard of, but
oh you have.
But that's in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Down in Texas.
I never heard of that. I ain't heard that once used with a squirrel. Now this
I never heard of a mountain boomer squirrel. Did you, Gertrude?
Mm-hmm. I heard of it back in Georgia. I hadn't heard of it. I hadn't heard of it. I just wondered if people ever saw
they
that.
Might have them down there.
They might
probably.
Have them, yeah. Up in those mountains up close to where we used to live. Now, there'd be another something that's kind of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees. It doesn't have such a bushy tail that looks almost like a squirrel, but without that big bushy tail.
Would that be a groundhog?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't think they climb trees. I don't know.
No, they don't.
Now what?
They burrow in the ground.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, what kinds of fish would they have around here?
Well, they have bass and bluegills and rock perch and, rock bass, and they have a sun perch. Catfish, and I guess that's about all the different kinds that they have here.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know of, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, those things that make a noise around a pond at night.
Oh, that's a bullfrog.
What about those little ones that you hear in the spring a lot
of
times?
Oh, Lord, I bet I hear a billion of them this spring for about 4 months. That's how they call them, spring peepers, I reckon. I think that's the name of them.
They
run you nuts here in the spring of the year.
I didn't know. Have you ever heard of those called tree frogs? Is that the same as a tree frog?
No.
That's a different.
Tree frogs stay in trees.
Oh, well, that's something else.
They don't holler or anything. Well, they ain't no other frog that hollers like them.
They've got
a voice of their own. There ain't nobody other frog that even imitates.
Mm-hmm. What about those brown ones things that hop around and people think that they make them have warts?
That's just old toads.
I don't know. I wonder if they really make you have warts.
Why, no.
But, yeah.
Why? I used to love to play with frogs.
Oh, you didn't have any warts, did you?
No, not nothing, though. Not any more than usually with a child will have.
Yeah. Now those, well, what they would dig up and they use for bait.
Red worms.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about that hard shell thing that moves real slow?
That's a terrapin.
Now, what about one in the water?
That's a turtle.
It'd be different. Now, this is something that you find in a stream or something. It has claws on it, and like you turn over a rock, and it'll swim backwards, you know, a lot of times.
That's a crawfish, ain't it?
Crawfish. Do you ever hear it called crawdad?
Crawdads.
Is that the same thing?
It's just the same thing.
Well, now, I just was wondering if you've ever eaten any of those. It looks something like a crawfish, and they catch them in the ocean.
Shrimp?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten those?
Oh, yes, I've eaten them.